mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We are back, your Crystal the Rock team, and Saturday night has now morphed into, has it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We have morphed into Sunday morning, really? Okay. We thank you all anyway for joining
us. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You are listening to Crystal the Rock 100.7 FM, sponsored by TBN
Enlace.
See, I got it
right. You got it. You got it right.
TBN Enlace. Say that in Spanish, Rick. TBN.
TBN Enlace.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to say it, brother.
Yeah.
TVN Enlace.
Yeah, that one. Well, I tell you what.
Log on to our website, folks.
Yeah, and the website is, give it to them.
CrystalTheRock.com.
Okay.
Or Facebook.
Because I know, as y'all are listening to us now, Cody is on it.
Yep.
Now, I just got to make sure I send him the... Cody, let me send you my picture, okay? Thank you. I'm going to send you the one that I want on.
Wow.
You know, now I'm going to have me on there, all, you know.
So, Crystal the Rock Dallas, folks, and it's C-R-I-S-T-O.
Yeah, C-R-I-S-T-O. And so, we're really looking forward to you all just flooding our boxes when we kind of see the page. We expect to see so many friend invites and all of that that we can just click on, and y'all are going to see, y'all will be one big part of this big, happy family that
Absolutely.
We have sitting here, because we definitely, we kick it really real, but this is definitely, those of us in the studio on the Crystal the Rock team, we are definitely a family in the best sense of the word, the truest sense of the word, and we don't just say that. So we want y'all to feel connected with us. We want to bond with y'all, okay? And speaking of bonding with you all, that's a good way to segue into, or should I say back into, our topic of the night. God loves me too. And what better
and
way
me.
To bond? Pastor
and
Ricky
me, and Ms. Ricky
and
Tina, Cody
and Ricky and Cody. God love, you know, we want y'all to make it personal. And so this is the segment, the top of the hour, the midnight hour, that we always try to start getting really serious about our topic, and we really start making this transition, because now we only have a few more segments. Y'all, this is not the top of the hour. It's 11:30, 35.
It's all right.
This is our third segment.
Yeah. Is it 10:30, 11:30? Yeah, it's about 11:35, y'all.
Oh.
This is segment three. So, yeah, we're
all
not
right.
at the top of the hour yet.
Mr.
So, y'all,
math
forgive
us.
We're looking
over
at
there.
The wrong clock. But it's all good. And so this is the segment that we try to make our transition, because we want you all to really get the message of what we're talking about tonight. We know that you've listened to nice music, because you're listening to Crystal the Rock Music with a message. But tonight our topic is God Loves Me Too. And one of the first things we want to talk about this segment, Miss Tina and Pastor Ricky, is I want us to understand that we are always on God's mind.
That's right.
Yes.
We are all, there is never a time that we are not on God's mind. And so I'm going to throw a little movie line out here for you all to kind of grasp, because I think, does everybody remember, you know, me and my wife, we walk around the house and we tag each other with movie lines when we're acting silly. You know, what movie was that from? What movie was that from? And so here's a line that I'm going to shoot out there.
Uh-oh.
And maybe somebody will first, what, the first person that posted on our Facebook wall. We got something to give away
this
week.
Gets what? Gets what? Gets what?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
What do we have?
Wait,
we
not
have?
You. Not you.
Watch
really.
This.
What?
Watch this. This. We don't have to do anything to...
Hello?
For God to love us.
Right, right, right. But wait a minute. Wait, Ricky, wait.
Go ahead, go ahead.
We ain't there yet. Give me... Hold on before you take us there. I want the first person to post on our Facebook page. Right on our wall. Where this movie line came from.
All right.
You ready?
Bring it.
You had me at hello.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, that's a girly one, too.
Do you know that? You don't know
it,
do you?
That's a girly one.
You don't know it, do you?
Wait. Oh.
You can't say it, though. Right. Cody, do you know it?
I don't know it either.
Yes.
I know it.
Cody, did you just hear Ricky?
Well, I don't remember, Pastor Mark.
All right. Well, me and Cody, the only ones that know. So the first person that posted on our Facebook page, you had me at hello. What movie that came from?
Good movie.
We got something for you.
Right, girlfriends?
We just don't know what it is yet. But I used that movie line for a reason. We're going somewhere with this. We're talking about we are always on God's mind. When we hear that phrase, you know, you had me at hello. That phrase denotes love at first sight.
Yes.
You know, it denotes I don't care about the drama. Mm. I don't care about our breakups. I don't care about our tests, our trials, our weaknesses. It really doesn't matter what you did. Hey, you can explain all night and apologize, but you can stop because you had me at what?
Hello.
Now, let's implement this same logic. Can you translate that in Spanish?
I'm going to try.
Okay, shoot.
Está hablando el pastor Mark de esto que Dios todo el tiempo estaba ahí. Todo lo que tienes que hacer es llamar su nombre. Y no aclamar su nombre. Estamos hablando del amor de Cristo, que Él también te ama a ti como amó a su hijo. La escritura dice eso, ¿verdad? Entonces el pastor Mark nos está guiando a que él medita en ti. Él siempre piensa en ti. Sus pensamientos son profundos. I was telling the people that he meditates upon us.
That's good.
There's always a meditation.
Yeah.
I said that in Spanish, right? But you said something about he was there at hello, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people don't know. He's right there.
He ain't never went nowhere.
No, exactly. That's what I was telling him. He's right there.
Always well, been, let me use always
correct
will
English,
be.
You all. I'm sorry. He hasn't ever gone anywhere. He's never left our side.
Yes.
And talking about that word love, this is what I wanted to read right here, brother, to the audience, and I'm going to try to translate this. It's unconditional love, love by choice, by an act of the will. The word denotes unconquerable benevolence and undefeatable goodwill.
Okay.
He never seeks anything but the highest good for fellow mankind.
Okay. And so when we talk about that kind of love, again, because I'm going to keep throwing them hints as we're getting this point across that God loves me too. We're always on his mind. I'm going to throw one more hint out there with you had me at hello. If in the middle of all of our drama, all of our mess ups, let's apply this to ourselves. Let's forget about the movie now. This is all God wants us to get tonight. We can come back to him and say, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, this is what I've done. Lord, I know this is not right. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I'm feeling lost and disconnected. What we need to understand is our Father, because he has never left us and taken his love from us. So if you are still alive, you are still listening, you are breathing, and you hear us coming through your speakers, God is letting you know right now, even if you're down in the dumps, even if you feel bad, even if you feel not lovable, God is talking to you right now saying, you know what? No matter what you're thinking, you fill in your blank with your name.
Right.
You had me at hello. Romans 8:28.
Nice.
If I can talk about that for a second. Tina, let me throw this scripture at you. Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So I'm going to zero in on a particular phrase in that scripture, to those who are the called.
Yes.
Now, let's walk through this for our listeners, because we want to break this down to them so simply that they really leave here tonight. After they turn us off, they're going to know man, God loves me too. That verse says all those who are called. In other words, God has called those that he loved. Am I right about it?
Yes.
Okay, let's think about this naturally. Tina, before you pick up the phone to call or to text somebody, can we say that you had to think about that person before you picked up the phone to call or text them?
Absolutely. It doesn't work any other way.
Thank you so much, my sister. And so the point she just got across is you can't even pick up a telephone to call or text somebody without thinking about them first. Right?
Absolutely.
And if that's the truth, well, if Romans 8:28 says we are called according to his purpose, then it's safe to say that we must be on God's mind.
Of course.
All the time. Even
when, we are on his mind. What do you think about that, Rick?
Well, even when he created us, he said that let us create man. Even when he created mankind, he was thinking about us.
Mm-hmm.
He already had a plan in mind, and he wanted to bestow and demonstrate this love to us. And all we have to do is receive it and walk in that love. He wants us to walk as one that is love.
Yeah.
And know that.
Okay. And see, how do you know when you know you're in love? You know, growing up when you write somebody a poem.
Oh, come on, Pastor.
you know, you wrote a love, you try to sing a love song. You notice how you wrote them little notes in school? You know, do you like me? Check yes or
no.
No.
Oh, man.
Or one of the things we used to do in school, they might still do it now. You wrote true love vertically. You wrote T-R-U-E in one column, and then you wrote L-O-V-E in another column, and then you spell both of your names, first and last name, and so you started with each letter in that word. How many T's are in both of our names? Oh, that's four. And so you added them up.
Wow.
And the closest that it got to 100%, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a sign.
We're really in love, you know. And so we want you all to grasp that, in a sense, symbolically. That's what God does for us. He is so in love with us. We are so in love with ourselves. But God is standing there saying, wait a minute. You don't love you as much as I do. And we just talked about being in love singing to somebody, right? I'm about to blow y'all socks off. Right? Watch this. Forget us singing to God or to one another. Can anybody imagine that God is going to sing to us one day?
He delights in us, Pastor. People is the highest thing that he created.
Okay.
We're the highest. He put too much esteem on us. And he did it by showing us through his love. He esteemed us. He esteemed us so much.
Yeah.
And he showed that and demonstrated that through his love, Tina.
Yeah. Yes.
That's it. It's so much love that even when his son was on the cross, he demonstrated that agape love for us at the cross. He demonstrated all that, and that's what he wants to do tonight. He wants to manifest even through the radio.
Yeah.
He wants to manifest that if they're driving their cars, if they're coming back, he wants to manifest that love. Right,
Tina, let me ask you something. Ricky was talking about God wants to manifest his love to those of us that are his. Can you imagine, or have you ever thought about or even heard about God, the God of the universe who made everything, who is in total control? Have you ever thought about the fact that he's going to sing to Tina one day?
Oof. I can't say that I have, but I am right now, and that's awesome thought.
I'm going to give you all
awesome
proof.
Thought.
As you're riding in your cars, as you're sitting at your computers, all you got to do is click over and click to any Bible search engine, or just put it in. You can Google it if you want to. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. I'm going to read you the verse that says God is going to sing to us, his children. The verse reads, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee, he is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee or us with joy. He will rest in his love." Here's the beautiful part of it. He will be happy over thee, over us with singing.
Nice.
That's a mind blower there.
Yeah.
We can say we sing all day to God and oh, we're going to worship you. We sing about God. We sing to him. But let's flip this. You are on God's mind so much. God loves you so much that one day, if you just simply accept his invitation now, tonight, one day, you are going to have the esteemed privilege
wow.
of the God of the universe singing to you.
That's profound.
And I'm just going to let you know how profound that is. The Bible says that right now, even in heaven, the angels, there's a constant chorus of them singing to God, and it never stops.
Ooh.
Holy, holy,
yes.
holy, holy, holy. That never stops.
Yes.
There's never a quiet moment in heaven where angels are not worshiping and singing well, to God.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the things that we need to, I believe, bring across to the people tonight is that they don't. Sometimes people don't receive that love because mm-hmm. of their situation.
Yeah, that's good.
Well,
that's
if God
good.
Loves me so much, why this and mm-hmm. why that?
Yes.
And they don't understand. They can't comprehend that, Pastor mm-hmm. Mark. And so it's hard. And veces, nosotros como personas nos preguntamos esta pregunta y decimos, ¿por qué si Dios los ama? Y los, todos los ministros hablan de su amor y todo eso. ¿Por qué estamos pasando por estas cosas? Porque hay una persona que es el enemigo. El enemigo siempre viene a destruir familias, viene a robar y a matar cosas, ¿verdad? En nuestras vidas. So I was telling the people that sometimes we ask questions, well, why?
Mm-hmm.
We hear all these preachers on the radio and mm-hmm. TV and churches saying that God loves you so much. But my son just died
mm-hmm.
of an overdose.
Yeah, that's
I just lost my job, lost my home.
Yeah.
Where's this God that you're talking
God
about?
Me. Yeah,
you
got
know?
You.
And so that's, I was trying to explain to them a little bit about that. Can you touch more on that?
Well, I tell you what, that's a good place to put our finger in that bow.
In the bow.
And then we're going to tie that bow and then untie it the next segment because we're going to come back and pick back up with what Ricky just left off with. And that next segment, the top of the hour, we're going to talk about how we can break down what you might be going through, but still, you matter to God and to others
that's right.
in your life.
Yes. yes.
We want you to know that you found Christo the Rock. That's what you're listening to tonight. And you have got us with you the rest of the night. Music with a Message, 100.7 FM KWRD. And our sister Tina is going to introduce the next couple of songs.
We
will see you right back.
Ricardo Rodriguez and Jose Papa Rivera. All that here on Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM.
No a ti, Señor, ¿a quién iré? Sino a ti, a quien busco en el atardecer, cuando el sol ya no se deja ver, ¿a quién iré? Sino a ti. A quien traigo este corazón, quebrantado y sin consolación, ¿a quién iré? Sí. Si no quien corro en mi debilidad, cuando escapa la esperanza ya, oh, ya no puedo más, oh, sino a ti, dime entonces para dónde ir, he buscado pero comprendí que solo en ti hay salvación. Señor, yeah. Si no,
hay esperanza, solo en ti puedo confiar. Oh, mi Dios, sin a ti, mi Dios. Cuando estoy cansado, trabajado del camino, oh, yo vengo a ti, mi Dios. Encuentro refugio, eres mi esperanza, mi pronto auxilio en la tribulación. Oh, mi Dios, ¿a quién iré? ¿A quién iré si no a ti?
Conoces mi alma, tú escudriñas mi ser. Tú eres mi amigo, siempre estás conmigo, eres mi verdad. Tú conoces mi norte, mi sur, tú como marinero a la mar. Tú conoces mi rumbo como una paloma, conoces su nido. Tú eres Jehová que me salvó, tú aquel que me sanó. Tú eres el mismo y reina por siempre en mi corazón. Mi Señor, tú conoces mi norte, mi sur, tú como marinero a la mar. Tú conoces mi rumbo como una paloma, conoces su nido. Tú eres Jehová que me salvó, tú aquel que me sanó. Eres el mismo y reina por siempre en mi corazón, mi Señor.
Conoces mi rumbo como una paloma.